Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for game 2 of 6 between the Shuckers and the Tennessee Smokies at Smoky Stadium. It's time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by Shuckers infielder and outfielder Isaac Collins. Isaac, thanks so much for joining us.
How are we doing, Javik? Nice to be here.
How are you doing? You've played 6 innings in the last 3 days. It's kind of feel like the All-Star break, right?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, we were almost due for these rainouts. I think going into these last few days, we had like a month or 40 days straight of just no rainouts. So we were due for a few of these.
You're getting towards the end of the year. Today's game 121. How much does that help getting down the stretch of playing for almost 6 months straight?
It helps. Baseball's one of those games where you need to play every day to get into a rhythm and stuff. But after 120 games, it is nice to have, you know, a day or two to kind of rest and recover, you know, mentally and physically.
Well, it seems like the offense last night, that was the perfect amount of time because you guys came out firing 6 runs in the first inning. How good does that feel to help set the tone early in a series like that?
Really good. I mean, we had some big hits there. After, you know, that long bus ride and coming here, we knew that this place would be very hitter friendly. I think we were all just kind of excited to get back to it.
Talking about igniting the offense in the leadoff spot, you come up twice in that first inning. That's always got to feel good when you're starting off the game and you're up twice before Tobias even takes the ball in the bottom of the first inning.
Yeah, definitely. It was one of those days where just everyone was putting good at-bats together and everyone was putting balls in play. And yeah, getting 2 at-bats in 1 inning's pretty crazy. Would have been nice to get 2 hits.
You talked about it, though, a bit earlier about how baseball is a game where you got to play every day to get better. You've played every single game the Shuckers have played in the month of August. 24 games, you've played in every single one of them. How much has that helped you grow throughout the month?
A lot. You know, at the beginning of the year, I wasn't playing every day, so it was kind of just like I need to do whatever I need to do to be in the lineup. And you know, here I am in August playing every single day. So that's kind of what I, you know, hoped and wanted for my season. And like you said, it's baseball's a game where you got to play every day to get into a little rhythm and start to feel comfortable at the plate. So it's part of it. It's what you want. It's what every guy wants to be in that lineup every day.
How much confidence does that give you, too, of not only being in the lineup every day, but your OBP's north of 400, your average is near 300, and you're closing in on 30 stolen bases this year?
It's nice. I mean, you try not to worry too much about those stats. You kind of just take it one pitch at a time. And, you know, the results at the end of the year is just really the outcome of all your work you put into the process. And if I can just, you know, keep my focus and intent there every single day, then at the end of the year, I'll end up with the numbers that I, you know, want for myself.
Switching over to the defensive side of things, you played pretty much everywhere on the field for Biloxi, outside of first base, pitcher, and catcher. What's it been like to have that defensive versatility to help be in the lineup every day?
That's the biggest thing. It's just I'm trying to get into the lineup every day, and if that means I have to play third, so be it. If I have to play second, center, left, whatever, I'll do it. I kind of knew, you know, these last few years in minor league baseball that I'm going to have to be a utility guy if I want to play every day, if I want to make impact at the big league level. So just thankful that the Brewers are giving me an opportunity to play third base and left field and center field, that they trust me out there. So it's kind of the biggest thing.
When you talk about that, making the impact at the big league level, how much pride do you then take in your ability to play 6 of the 9 positions on the field at any given time?
A lot. That's, you know, that's my player makeup. So I have to you know, be ready and be prepared for whatever the manager tells me to do. So that requires, you know, a lot of preparation, a lot of work behind the scenes. And if I continue to do that, hopefully, you know, I'll get my opportunity.
Longest bus trip of the year on Monday. We were talking about it earlier about the Bishop Sycamore High documentary that's on HBO Max. What's the go-to, like, bus ride thing to get you through a 12-hour bus ride? How do you pass the time?
For this year's team, it's been a lot of Mafia. That's what I played in college. And once I got to the pro game, we hadn't really played it. But this team that I've been on this year, we love Mafia. And we got a lot of guys that are bought in and like to play it as well. And that that really passed the time. It's just like a social game that people who aren't familiar, that's a social game where you pick certain players that are in the mafia and pick certain players that aren't, and you gotta decide who's in and who's out. And it's a fun game, and it honestly passes the time very quickly.
Last time we talked, you talked about how this team has a lot of a summer college baseball vibe. Does that help contribute to the loose atmosphere around here?
100%. You got, at the end of the day, it's just a game, and we're here to, you know, have fun and enjoy ourselves. And when guys are, you know, comfortable enough to play games like Mafia on the bus and just play cards in the clubhouse, then it translates to the field where it's like, okay, I can be vulnerable here. I can make a mistake and not worry about my teammates, you know, being mad at me. Like, it's just, it's a part of the game. And that really is, you know, a big part to our success this year, I'd say.
Well, Isaac, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.